when did you decide to move to Sweden?
I would like to kick off with where I'm from. I'm from Syria, and most of people know the war, the civil war there started in 2012, and I moved to Sweden 2015, September, in what it's called the immigrants wave. A lot of immigrants came from Syria, Middle East, and Afghanistan to Europe. I think it was the 19th of September when I got to Malmö Central Station.
Yeah.
First thing was a blonde girl, Swedish girl, giving me a jacket because I was freezing. I decided and like did everything about the flight in like 1 month, you know. So it was a kind of a lot of rush. And a lot of people were like fleeing and leaving the country. Before that, there was a lot of consideration. And I realized that there is no future for me in Syria. And a lot of friends had immigrated to Europe. And yeah, that was when I like decided to come to Sweden. So almost 5 years ago.
Yeah, so almost 5 years exactly.
Yeah. Today's 11th of September. In nine days.
Yeah.
I will apply for the Swedish citizenship.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
That's exciting.
Yeah.
So you came here 5 years ago and you basically decided that you had to leave your country. So maybe it wasn't the top priority that it was specifically Sweden, but you had to get to another country.
Honestly, we I came here with a friend of mine from Syria. We sat and we talked, and we decided to come to Sweden from the beginning. A lot of people in on our way was they weren't sure where to go, where, but Sweden was the goal. That was because of many reasons.
Was there something you remember that made you kind of decide? Okay, Sweden, that's going to be the place.
We start to compare countries with each country. There were like pros and cons. I have my uncle in Sweden also, so he encouraged me to come to Sweden also. But that was like the end was my own choice. You know? So a lot of reasons actually for Sweden. One of them was like, as I said, the citizenship. It is something really important for you and for future, especially if you want to study for your... I mean, everything, opportunities in the future, because my Syrian passport is kind of like, you can't go anywhere with it. And of course, other thing about Sweden, equality, the Swedish people are, as we heard and as we asked, are very welcoming, you know, and open-minded.
How would you say the experience of coming here or moving here was, if you compare it to what you expected?
I was 19, so I didn't really have that much of knowledge about like Sweden and the difference between like other countries. And there is a huge difference between where I'm from and Sweden, especially Scandinavian countries. So I didn't really have that much expectations, but I kind of decided to not have a lot of expectations, to not be disappointed at the end. And as I said, we like the whole thing happened in just 1 month.
Yeah, so you didn't have a lot of expectations coming here.
No.
And that was partly because how fast the process was.
Yeah, and my age.
Your age, yeah. But also this thing that you decided not to kind of expect too much. Right.
I just let myself to experience everything from the beginning without expectations, without having a lot of expectations. I didn't want to judge. I just wanted to experience it myself, you know, and then...
You wanted to come with an open mind.
Yeah. I mean, I knew some things, like I knew a little bit about the Swedish system, society, but that was like just a bunch of facts that I had in my mind. But I didn't go deeper than that.
So you've explained to me or described that you didn't have a lot of expectations. But if you look back, Was there something you wish now that you would have known before you came here to prepare?
When I came to Sweden, it took me like around almost 1 year to get my residency here in Sweden. And there is something that I didn't expect. There's something that I didn't know about. There is something that I was a big disappointment for me.
You thought it would go faster.
It would go faster. So I would say the process of your papers. This is something that I wish I had known before. Because I came here with a lot of energy, keeping you in a camp, refugees camp. For 1 year, you're not allowed to work. You're not allowed to... I mean, you can't go to school. There's no school for you. You just have to wait. Waiting. Okay, just tell me how long I'm going to wait. Then it will be fine. Tell me, okay, you're going to wait 1 year. I know it's going to take 1 year. It's too long, but okay, it's going to... I know at least. But you have no clue.
And this is if you're an asylum seeker, right?
Yeah. So you have no clue what's how long it's going to take. So I think this is something that people, or most of people who come to Sweden, have like problems with, even if you're not asylum seekers. The whole process of immigration takes a lot of energy from you, a lot of time. I think there's something that you'd rather know before you come here and just wait.
Yes, so if you would have known that, you would have been better prepared for that period.
Yeah,
like, but would it have been off-putting? Do you think that if you knew that, maybe you would have picked a different country?
I don't think so, because I didn't have time to think and rethink and have second thoughts.
What I'm hearing is that if you would have known about the time it would probably take... then maybe you could have also used that time.
You're right.
You know, think...
Mentally prepared.
Mentally prepared,
that,
exactly. Maybe study Swedish on your own, or...
Not being depressed.
Yeah. And I guess usually if you have a goal, if you have a date when you know that, if I just wait until this date, then I'm going to get an answer. I'm going to know something. So that's something you wish you would have known, to keep that energy.
In a state of being and just, you know, inside the situation, and everything is just happening now, and you are surrounded by people who are in the same situation and they don't know what to do, and you're just confused, and you get confused and you hear things that confuse you. A lot of rumors, and you don't really know what's going on, and you hear that, you know, and you, and then you start to put your own expectations. Okay, this guy got it. Got his interview in 2 months, maybe I'm gonna get it in 2 months. This guy got it and he waited like 1 year.
How did you deal with that period?
I would say I lost a lot of energy. Everything changed, from food to routine to the temperature, the everything. So that was like a big shock for me, and knowing that my things and my papers, and I have no idea what's going on, what's going to happen. Economically, I was in a bad situation as well. But despite everything, I first 2-3 months, I would say I couldn't do that much. But I remember opening in the internet and learn some Swedish phrases, you know, and sitting with my friend in the room and like talking to having conversations in Swedish and start writing. And going out and saying that phrases to the Swedish people, and then they're getting that impression that really, really impressed you, that they are the fact that they are really impressed and that they are encouraging you. They're asking you, how long have you been in Sweden? You're able to answer these questions or say the thing that you have. And then the response that you get is something that makes you, whoa. There's something going on.
Interact.
There's something I'm developing. There's something.
You created your own little language course.
With my friend.
And action-based language
And then when we realized that we're getting really good response from them, there is something that encouraged us to just continue that way, despite everything. And we continued that way. And I bought a book for 300 crowns. When my salary was like 700 crowns a month for the from the immigration. and I start study inside, and then learn new things, go out, speak them, get the impression, get the power, like get something, you know, get feelings about it, then go again and study, and start to use my time.
You mentioned the word power.
Yeah.
So was learning the language connected with feeling like you regained some power in your life?
A really, really good energy out there. I thought it would be like, you know, you're speaking, but not that good. You just have a few words. I thought the other person would be like, just get tired of you, or it would be like, switch to English, or... But the thing is, they were like, yeah, what a beautiful Swedish you speak. What a beautiful, like, oh, you have been in Sweden for like maybe 3 or 4 months, and you can speak that much. Oh, that's impressive. That's really...
It is impressive.
This encouragement gives you that power. It makes you want you to continue, no matter how hard your situation is, or no matter how hard the language is.
Learning some language, but also getting the chance to interact with people that gave you energy and a sense of power.
Yeah.
On the topic of learning Swedish, my next question is if you could mention a word or a phrase that's essential to know in Swedish, according to you.
It's a word that I don't think you can just translate it to English. It's a word that I find really important. You will need it, you will be living in it, or without it you will be... Not the word, but what it means. The word is gemenskap.
Oh.
It is something... I don't think it's quite a hard to find like a full word in English, but I would say it's a feeling of... If you are in it, so that means that you are part, you're feeling part of the community. You're feeling that you are integrated in the community. The word, it makes you, you know, reflect about it, how important it is. Yeah, I would say that was like very, very special word for me.
I agree that it's a word that you can't translate directly.
Maybe.
But I think I would translate it to community, actually. And like a sense of community.
Yeah, a sense of...
Gemenskap, this feeling of supporting each other, helping out, and allowing everyone to be included in something.
Included in that.
Yeah. You're talking about this as a word that's essential for living here.
Yeah.
How do you find that balance being... in the community or the gemenskap or out of it? Is it easy to handle?
It is kind of a phase for me, and I think for most people, especially in Sweden, they might be a time where they would feel that they outside the gemenskap, outside the community, and it is a hard thing to get in. It would be a phase in your life, maybe here in Sweden as a newcomer, that where you will feel that you are outside a bit, and then everything you will be doing and everything you will be working on, there will be like the way into it, the way into the gemenskap that you need in Sweden.
Do you have any like advice how to get into a gemenskap, or how to create your feeling of belonging?
I'm studying at the university. I'm studying in Swedish.
Wow.
And
what are you studying?
I'm studying political science.
Okay.
So I'm in my second year bachelor.
So a Swedish bachelor's program in political
science. Yeah, now this course, I'm taking just English courses. But my first year was political science, just in Swedish. Where in Sweden, in the at the university, you study in both Swedish and English, but mostly Swedish. The first 3 years for me, 2 years, I didn't have that much of Swedish friends or like really close friends. But now I have like Swedish friends that I feel they're real friends, you know. I went with my compis to Spain, a Swedish guy. And we're really close, you know. I never thought that I would get to that level, that I will be... It's just like having
that
a
would
normal...
Be going
like,
to
I would
Spain
having, like,
with
now
a Swede.
I consider him like as just if I have a friend in my home country, you know. And in that sense, the language is essential.
So you speak Swedish to each other?
Yeah. Another thing, adding on the language, you have to know about Sweden. You have to watch Swedish thing, you have to, because it's not just about the language when you're communicating, it's about you could speak Swedish, but when you sit with Swedish people, they will be talking about things that you have no idea about. Mm. And then you might feel that, okay, I'm not really into that because I don't understand, which is hard, but also normal.
Mm.
But that requires more effort from you. Watching Swedish TV, reading more about Sweden. And I would say you have to be very open-minded. You have to be, even if you feel that, okay, you're not receiving anything, like you're trying to reach out, but you're not getting something like there. You have to continue. You can't, like, you don't stop. You just have to keep putting the effort. Because especially without the Swedish, it is really hard anywhere, not just in Sweden. You one day might get the impression that, okay, Swedish people are kind of closed. They're not really, they don't want to reach out for you. They don't want to come to the middle where we can. And this is something that I thought before, but then now I wouldn't say that anymore. It's a lot on you. It's more, you have to understand how to get in there and how to become a friend with them, and how to understand them, you know.
You've put down a lot of effort into understanding the culture, you're saying, not just the language, but also the culture surrounding the language. And once you understand the culture, it might also be easier to understand that a person might not be closed or cold or introvert.
Right.
It might just be a part of that person's cultural.
So understanding is like in the top priorities for you, and then adapting with them. I wouldn't say that there is a way for everybody to do it, because we all will have different circumstances. Maybe in the university was easier for me, although this, my friend, this is like my closest friend, he's not like with me at the university. We both are very similar, you know. So, but without Swedish, without knowing a lot about the culture, that wouldn't have been possible.
We were talking about finding this gemenskap, finding the community. And even though this friend of yours wasn't studying the same program as you, just taking any course or program at university will kind of open the doors for a new context, right? For like student, you know, they have like student pubs or parties or student organizations. And I'm guessing that that's an easier place to meet people with similar interests and values.
Yeah, that's exactly what I meant, because we have different circumstances. The circumstances are really important, and maybe sometimes we have to create them.
You're a student here, but I don't know, have you worked in Sweden? Would you like to say something about the Swedish work culture?
At the beginning, I worked at like a transportation company where just I couldn't speak Swedish. I was just carrying stuff. Then I worked in the second hand, and then I worked in Malmo with nursing house, and then another job. I got same job at the nursing house in Lund.
You've been busy.
So yeah, so during summers I work. Also when I'm studying, so I work at part-time.
And it sounds like you've been open to a variety of jobs. You've been open to different types of jobs the whole time.
I learned, I developed. I would say the Swedish, the working culture, the working environment, from what I have experienced in my home country, it's very different. I think first, it's not that obvious hierarchy.
It's a little flat.
Yeah, a bit flat. I would say also another thing that it's quite unique, that your boss won't like, they won't pick and point things out for you right straight, and it won't be like, you know, just very strict, straight with something. They would say it in a nice way, in a way that you don't really sometimes understand how important or how big this thing is.
They're implying things more than saying it.
Yeah, you could say that, You, with your colleagues, it's also a bit important always from you to put the effort talking to them. Yeah, try to talk, even if the person like is sitting on his phone and eating or something. Yeah, try to talk to her or to him.
Team building.
And so I would say it's always you on you. The first and sometimes the second step, and then you either get kicked out or you just have to continue and just go for it. You know, nothing
it's usually bad will worth happen. It.
I'm
so impressed with the number of jobs you've had. A lot of people describe finding a job here in Sweden as something very difficult, and it takes a lot of time and effort. Do you have any advice for finding jobs as a new person in Sweden?
I would say it is very hard to find the contract that you want, and there might be things on your way that you have to do. You have to be very qualified to get the job in Sweden. I mean, I would say keep in mind, no matter what you're facing on your way there, keep in mind that once you get there, it's gonna be so much comfortable for you. You will have a really sheltered life, I would say, very safe. 5 weeks vacation, I would go somewhere. When you get there, everything will get better for you. There's something just to keep in mind that no matter how hard it is, when I get there, my life will change.
Well, you're describing working yourself up. Getting experience so you can get closer to your dream job, and once you're there, it's going to be worth it.
Yeah.
Do you think it's important to construct a goal like this to kind of think about, okay, this is my dream job, and then backtrack, like which steps you can take to get there?
Yeah, it will take time. It's going to take a lot of energy from you. But at the end, this goal is something really, really worth it for you, for your kids, for your future, for everything, no matter how hard it is.
So your advice would be take those steps and don't give up, and it's going to be worth it in the end.
Yeah.
What has been the most difficult thing for you in Sweden?
I would say making friends. I'm a very social person. I'm very talkative. Like, you know, I love to have people around me. I grow up in a in Damascus, in capital city, 5 million almost. A lot of friends. Here, you feel sometimes lonely. That was the hardest thing, I would say. A lot of things would contribute to that. Maybe the weather takes time to adapt to it. But now, I have a lot of friends. Most of them are Swedish.
And what's the key to that social life starting at university?
No, the key was the language at the beginning, and you pick up some skills, some ways to start a conversation.
Social skills.
Social skills that would help you. And then the circumstances, I would say, the environment that would put you in that place.
Can you give us like an example of a social skill that's important in Sweden?
I would say it's always you taking the initiative to start it.
Oh, like in the workplace.
No matter where. Don't wait until nobody will come to you. Sometimes it will work, sometimes it will work. Sometimes it will work, but it won't grow. Sometimes it will go. And like, you know, just you have to start.
Brave.
Do it.
What's your favorite thing about Sweden?
I would say equality. The whole thing about thinking, considering the environment and the climate change makes you feel safe, you know. It makes you appreciate the country. It makes you appreciate the mentality. It makes you learn a lot.
We have a playlist where we add Swedish music every week. Do you have like a favorite Swedish band or song that you can think of that we can add?
Songs and Swedish ortspråk, Swedish sayings. One of the things that I really helped me.
When singing, you were learning.
There was also helped me learning and starting a conversation with somebody. There is something that, you know, you and you knew in the country, you know, of Swedish sayings. You put it sometimes in a sentence or in a context that will make maybe the other person laugh, or would be like, oh, wow, that's something. And will tell you another saying in Swedish. Yeah. There's something special with old people, because I used to work with old people. Yeah. They love this kind
of thing. It opens up a conversation.
Yeah. Songs, listen, translate it, hear it, sing it sometime along, go somewhere, they put the song, you sing it. After living here for 5 years, thoughts always goes to my home country. And their tragedy there. To hear a song that will bring you there sometimes. There was something that I felt attached with because we having completely different life here than people there. Economically, everything. The song is Somliga går med trasiga skor.
Cornelis Vreeswijk.
Cornelis, he's actually also he's not born in Sweden. He's from the Netherlands. But the songs that he has, the song that he made, he's really an expert in Swedish. You know, like he speaks Swedish. His Swedish was more than Swedish people. There is something that also give you inspiration.
Somliga går i trasiga skor, which translates to some people walk around in broken shoes.
Yeah.
Or
torn
shoes. Yeah, that's better. Great.
Yeah.
I'm gonna add it to the playlist. I love that song as well. And that was my last question. So I just wanted to know if you want to add something.
Sweden is a really lovely country. I am really in love with Sweden. There are a lot of things that I'm missing, maybe the life outside, the socially, I'm not really there as where I'm from. But Sweden has on the other side a lot of things that will make you really look up for the country and will make you like feel that you did the right thing coming here. So I guess this is everywhere, pros and cons for the Danish country.
Try to find the things that fits you.
Yeah.
And that you like.
Yeah.
Good. Thank you so much for doing it.